You may be wondering this, especially after this past week. How does local government work, both here in the city of Chattanooga and in Hamilton County? Liz Norell is a political science professor at Chattanooga State Community College. On Saturday, she'll be teaching a course on local government online at thechattery.org. That's where you'll also find her teaching a course on Tennessee state government on Sunday, May 10th.
Liz, thanks for joining us.
Thanks.
The courses that you're offering online through the Chattery, the civics courses, they are timelier than ever, given what we're seeing in the headlines here in the Chattanooga area, in Tennessee, Georgia, and beyond.
Absolutely. I will say that I've been teaching a basic course on American government for about 15 years. And in the last, four years, my students have been more interested in what I have to say than ever before in my career, and especially right now.
How much in your teaching have you found a gap in your students' grasp of civics? That's something that has been written about a lot in the past few years.
Yeah, you know, my students come to me, at Tennessee at least, they're required to take a course on government in high school. But what I've found is that they come into my class expecting that they are going to know everything we talk about. And then when we talk about the practical parts of how do you participate in government, how do you engage in becoming an active part of your community, they have almost no information. I think a lot of what they're learning in high school is kind of the ideal, the textbook description of how things work, but it doesn't go very deep, and it doesn't focus so much on how to actually engage with government themselves. I don't know that because I haven't been to a high school classroom, so it may be that they're teaching that and the students just aren't seeing the relevance to their life. But what I find is that when they come into my class, they're quickly realizing that this applies to them and that they should probably learn a little bit about what their job is as a citizen.
The level of government that can seem most obscure to them is the level of government that's the closest to them, and that's local government.
Absolutely. I mean, I think my students don't really understand until we do some actual engagement with government how much of their life is affected by the most local government. And I will say that it is obscure to them, but part of that is just that it's really, really hard to get information about what's happening with government at a local level, especially for people who don't live in a major city. So the students I have who live in Dunlap or in South Pittsburgh, trying to be a competent and informed citizen in those communities is almost impossible because there's just not local media available to cover that as thoroughly as you would see in, say, Chattanooga.
And even where there is local media, that local media in far too many cases is in jeopardy.
Yeah, I mean, they're stretched so thin. When we have reporters from the local TV stations come to campus to report on something we're doing, they send one person who has to do everything. And it's usually someone who's very young, straight out of journalism school, who's filming, editing, reporting, packaging, and then going on to four or five other sites that day to do it. I was a journalism major, and I worked in media for a short time before I went back to school to get my PhD. And the things that are happening in the media landscape are disturbing in and of themselves, just how much harder it is for us as citizens to do our part of the civic engagement equation. I think that a lot of what I'm trying to do in my class is equip students with the knowledge of what they need to know and the tools on how to find that.
What can you tell somebody like me about the difference between city and county government here?
They work closely together, but they are two very distinct entities. The most important thing that I try to tell people, either at Chat State or through my Chattery courses, is that the local government, so the city government, has quite a bit of latitude over what they can and can't do, but the county government is largely just an extension of state government. And so they don't get to make a lot of policy. Their primary responsibility is budgeting, really, and awarding contracts for things that are being done in the county. But the city government has a lot more discretion to make policies that will impact people. When you're trying to decide to whom you want to ask a question, it's often really difficult to know where that line is And it really comes down to, is this something that's being implemented because of a state directive? And if so, you probably want to start with the county. If it's something that's more about what's happening in your community, the city is probably the right place to start.
As we have seen, and we are seeing just in the past week and in the past 6 weeks.
Yes, absolutely.
And then the other civics course that you are teaching at the Chattery online is about the Tennessee legislature. What's something that most people don't know about the legislature?
No matter who I'm talking to, whether it's someone who's in a college class who comes to a workshop or just someone I meet, people don't really have a good sense of how to find out even who represents them. So what the Tennessee legislature is doing is often so opaque to the vast majority of citizens in the state. So I think just understanding what it is and what they're doing is probably the thing most people don't understand. But the Tennessee legislature has pretty broad authority to do a lot. One of the things that I think people don't recognize, though, is that the people who serve in the state legislature, and this is true in most states, but especially in southern states, this is not their full-time job. In fact, it's a pretty poorly paid job. They all have other things that they do, and they're just going to Nashville for maybe 6, 8, 10 weeks a year to do the business of legislating for the state. And so it's often the case that they come into that job not really having a lot of knowledge about what it means to be a state legislator. I can tell you that talking to many of my students and people I know, that people are often really supportive of the idea of term limits for legislators. I've always been skeptical of term limits because it does take a while to learn how to do this job. And if you are term limited, about the time you figure out how to do it, you're out the door. And so I think it's important to understand that these are really complex jobs that people kind of do on the side. They're not making a lot of money. They're not really liked very much by the public at large, and they could do their job better if more people were able to pay attention and communicate with them what they would like to see done on behalf of citizens.
They're not term limited, but they do have a time limit when they meet.
Yes. So the Tennessee Constitution legislates the number of legislative days that the legislature can meet in a 2-year period. I want to say it's 90 days. Now, typically the legislature has counted that as days that the floor is in session. So if they're just doing committee meetings to discuss bills that have been proposed, sometimes that doesn't get included. But that's a cap on how much they can get paid, basically. And so typically what they do is in the first year of that 2-year cycle, they do a little bit more. In the second year, they'll meet a little bit less because that's going to be an election year. So they want to kind of wrap up things quickly so they can go back to their home districts and work on campaigning and that sort of thing. So they are limited as to how much that they can do in a 2-year period. And that really forces the legislature to focus on those things that they feel are most important. So oftentimes when the legislature convenes, you'll hear about a very large number of bills that have been filed. But in reality, a very small percentage of those will even get debated, and an even smaller will pass. And so I think sometimes people get a little alarmed at some of the proposals in the bills that are filed, and that's good. You should pay attention, but recognize that the probability that those are going to be enacted is relatively small.
How does the legislature rate when it comes to transparency, and how robust is the media coverage?
I think there are always areas for improvement on this, but in general, I think you can get a good sense of what the day-to-day function of the legislature is. And I will say that, you know, a lot of people feel like the legislature is just this thing that happens and it's out of view, but anybody can walk into the state legislative building and you can just walk into the office of your representative, or any representative for that matter. It's open to the public. And so while it can seem very distant and amorphous, it is available to the public. Now, as we've talked about, the ability to follow what's happening depends largely on the amount of media coverage that happens of the legislature. And I think that this is a place where I personally am rather concerned. Our major newspaper in Nashville, the Tennessean, is a Gannett property that continues to have layoffs and layoffs and layoffs. And so the number of people available to cover what's happening at the legislature shrinks every year. And I'm really worried about that. But I think that if you care and you want to pay attention, there are ways to find that information. It just may not be as easy as it once was.
And how do you see the coronavirus pandemic reshaping how the legislature, or for that matter, the city and county, all do their business? Everything from meeting online to facing budget shortfalls.
Because we're in the middle of it, it's hard for me to know exactly what the lasting impact of this will be. But, you know, I'm a state employee. I work for a state community college. And I can tell you that pre-coronavirus, the idea that faculty would be working from home and not coming to campus every day of the work week was completely ludicrous to the idea of how state government works. And now we're not allowed to step foot on campus. So I think that there's definitely a paradigm shift happening. And I think we're all going to have to think really thoughtfully about how we do the business of running state governments in an era where we have to be really careful about how closely we get to other people and how many people are in a space together. But I will say that historically, both the Chattanooga City Government and the Hamilton County Commission have been really good about posting videos, archiving videos, and in some cases, audio recordings and transcripts of their meetings online, so that if you really want to pay attention, you can, and it's pretty easy to do. I don't know what it's going to look like for the government to get together as this continues. And one of the things that I'm most interested in is how courts are going to adapt, because historically, most courts have not had the ability to do video conferencing for trials, and especially at the higher levels and especially in the federal system. And I think we're starting to see some of those standard practices change. I don't know if it's going to be for the good or not, but it's really interesting to watch these things that have been in place for so long now have to adapt because of coronavirus.
All right. Liz, thanks so much.
Thank you.